This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said in an army briefing on the evening of Tuesday there's progress on the release of hostages, but recommended waiting until details are final. A source familiar with the negotiations said Hamas would free 50 women and children, including some foreigners, while Israel releases 150 Palestinian prisoners, mostly women and minors, during a temporary four-day ceasefire. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russian President Vladimir Putin and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called on Tuesday for a political solution to the Israeli-Hamas conflict at a virtual BRICS summit of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday said the BRICS group of developing nations could help with a political solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The comments came during a televised summit where Putin again blamed the Middle East crisis on the failure of U.S. diplomacy. He did not explain how any effort might be organized. Russian and Western policy experts say Putin is trying to use the Gaza crisis to his advantage as part of a strategy to court allies in developing countries.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. A U.S. warplane killed multiple Iranian-backed militiamen in Iraq after they fired a short-range ballistic missile at American and allied personnel in the country, the Defense Department said Tuesday. It's the first time the U.S. has announced a strike on an Iranian proxy force in Iraq after targeting Tehran-linked sites in Syria on three occasions in recent weeks. This is VOA News. Calling the drug fentanyl the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday convened a White House meeting to examine every angle to try to further curb the flow of the deadly drug into the country. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has more.
China and Mexico, as a result of recent diplomacy at the APEC conference in San Francisco, are stepping up cooperation with the United States to fight the opioid epidemic, according to President Biden.
We have so much more to do, though. We're not kidding ourselves.
President called on Congress to pass his supplemental budget request, which he says includes significant resources to help stop the flow of fentanyl into the country, as well as funds to strengthen support services for people struggling with the deadly drug's impact. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea moved to suspend on Wednesday part of a military agreement it signed with Pyongyang in 2018 after the isolated North defied warnings from the United States and its allies and launched a spy satellite, calling it a success. North Korea said it placed its first spy satellite in orbit on Tuesday and vowed to launch more in the near future. Photographs published by North Korean state media showed what appeared to be leader Kim Jong-un watching the fiery launch of a rocket from a base. Officials in South Korea and Japan, which first reported the launch, could not immediately verify whether a satellite was in orbit. A stampede at a military stadium has left dozens dead in Republic of Congo after large crowds of young people responded to a recruitment appeal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Congo's public prosecutor says an investigation will be launched and questions asked why the event was still going on at midnight. Long lines had formed as young people sought to join the army, one of the few institutions offering work in the country. As many as 700 people a day had registered, though there are only a total of 1,500 places available. Graduate Brandon Tsetu told the AP he'd been in the line at the Ornado Stadium. He said, according to the organizers, it was the last day. Many of us had decided to wait until late into the evening, hoping to register. Some were so impatient that they tried to force their way in, causing a stampede. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ethiopia's government said Tuesday the latest peace talks with the Oromo Liberation Army, a rebel group from the country's most populous region, has ended without agreement. It was the second time Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government and the OLA had sat down this year, aiming to end a five-year insurgency in the restive Oromia region. I'm Joe Ramsey.